You're gonna miss this.
I'm Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. You're with us on the Caring Generation, focusing on the conversation of caring, giving us permission to talk about aging, the challenges of caregiving, and everything in between. Visit our website, thecaringgeneration.com, to learn more. We're back with Tales of the Caring Generation. George was the kid in high school that everyone teased. He was slower than most physically, somewhat bashful, lacking social skills to interact with large groups, yet he was really intelligent. George was often seen eating lunch from a crumpled brown paper sack, alone. His clothes were plain. He wore black pants and a white shirt. His face covered with acne. His hair flecked with dandruff, not always washed. Looking back now, I realize that George may have been borderline autistic, but back then, all of us students thought that George was just a little bit odd. He and I shared math, chemistry, and eventually biology class. He helped anybody struggling in these classes that most of us just really hated. He excelled in all the classes that were technical, requiring mathematical and calculus skills. And in spite of his messy appearance, he had a really nice smile and a pleasant laugh. He realized that some of the boys had cruel intentions to play tricks on him. Somehow, though, he always outfoxed them. He was musical. He played the trumpet in the high school band, and he wore those polyester uniforms that we all thought were just plain old hideous. How many of you remember a George in your high school class? What most kids back then didn't know was that George lost his father when he was 5 to cancer. His mother worked 2 jobs and did her best to raise George to make sure that he had a good education. George was an only child, and George and I shared some things in common. He, myself, and another girl, Millie, were the only ones to ride the school bus all 4 years of high school. I cannot tell you how uncool it was back in 1978 to be a senior without a car. But there we were, the 3 of us, riding the bus to and from school until the last day that we graduated. Our parents were barely able to pay our tuition, let alone to buy us a car. We knew that, and we didn't make a big deal about it. I see kids today stepping off school buses, and I'm reminded of George, Millie, and me. I can spot the kids who weren't all that popular. Maybe those others teased, those with less self-confidence, their dignity assaulted when other kids call them names. I see the kids walking alone. I feel a sense of deja vu when I see this. These kids in high school don't realize that life really does change. That the things that are so important to us in high school have this way of just kind of working themselves out. Looking back, I realized that it was impossible to predict how we would all change after graduation. George became a cardiac surgeon, I am sure saving hundreds, if not thousands, of lives due to his early love for those classes that we all hated, chemistry, math, and biology, and he was a straight-A student. Millie married, and she has a house full of kids today. Andrea, my friend, and the class valedictorian, started working in retail and now works in the human resources department at a college, her love for education never quite leaving her. Me? I help older people, people who are not that different from my fellow students, facing a lack of dignity today, facing a lack of clarity, or just a loss of self-esteem because their abilities are waning, they're getting older, and they just really don't know what to do. Fellow students that we thought would be these gigantic, huge successes are now dedicated moms and dads. Others, the ones that we call the potheads or the jocks, own their own businesses. They're successful entrepreneurs to the surprise of many of us. What is it that predicts our future, that leads us to where we all are today? I can tell you I wouldn't go back to high school for anything in the world. It was a time of uncertainty. Of not knowing who any of us were or even where we were going. It was a time of being George's lab partner in chemistry. He helped me light Bunsen burners. He helped me dissect frogs that smelled of formaldehyde in biology class. I remember being kind to George, but it's interesting how our memories fade and change with time. I only hope that my memories are accurate, because George was a kind, sweet boy, deserving of as much dignity and compassion as anyone. I hope he found that in life. I found 2 quotes this week about dignity. The first is, the friendships which last are those wherein each friend respects the other's dignity to the point of not really wanting anything from him. That's by Cyril Connolly. And Vanabonta, the next one. Humility is the ability to give up your pride and still retain your dignity. This week, let's help our friends, our loved ones, and our family members maintain their dignity regardless of the situation.